And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the creator of Mad magazine, Harvey Kurtzman, born in Brooklyn, 1924. Cartoonist, he started Mad in 1952 as a comic book, and it switched to a magazine format in 1955, satirizing other comics like Superman and Archie and American politics and culture in general. Art Spiegelman, writer of the graphic novel Mouse, said the message Mad had in general is the media is lying to you and we are part of the media. It was basically think for yourselves, kids. Kurtzman saw a dentist's ad from the early 20th century showing a gap-toothed boy proclaiming the wonders of Novocaine, and he used it as the inspiration for a drawing of a goofy, red-headed boy with a caption, "What, me worry?" Became Alfred E. Newman, became the mascot, the most recognizable image of Mad magazine. It's the anniversary of the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990. It's the birthday of the historian George Bancroft, Worcester, Massachusetts, 1800, known as the father of American history for his 10-volume History of the United States, came out between 1834 and 1874. And it's the birthday of the author of Look Homeward, Angel, Thomas Clayton Wolfe, born in Asheville, North Carolina, 1900. The birthday of the novelist Gore Vidal, born in West Point, New York, 1925. Here's a poem for today by Dana Joy, Lives of the Great Composers. Herr Bruckner often wandered into church to join the mourners at a funeral. The relatives of Berlioz were horrified. Such harmony, quoth Shakespeare, is in immortal souls, we cannot hear it. But the radio is playing, and outside rain splashes to the pavement. Now and then the broadcast fails. On nights like these, Schumann would watch the lightning streak his window panes. Outside the rain is falling on the pavement, a scrap of paper tumbles down the street. On rainy evenings, Schumann jotted down his melodies on window panes. Such harmony, we cannot hear it. The radio goes off and on. At the rehearsal, Gustav Holst exclaimed, I'm sick of music, especially my own. The relatives of Berlioz were horrified. Haydn's wife used music to line pastry pans. On rainy nights, the ghost of Mendelssohn brought melodies for Schumann to compose. Such harmony is in immortal souls, we cannot hear it. One could suppose Herr Bruckner would have smiled. At Tegernsee, the peasant stood to hear young Paganini play. But here there's lightning, and the thunder rolls. The radio goes off and on. The rain falls to the pavement like applause. A scrap of paper tumbles down the street. On rainy evenings, Schumann would look out and scribble on the windows of his cell. Such harmony. Cars splash out in the rain. The relatives of Berlioz were horrified to see the horses break from the cortege and gallop with his casket to the grave. Liszt wept to hear old Paganini play. Haydn's wife used music to line pastry pans. A poem by Dana Joya, Lives of the Great Composers, from his 99 poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.